Okay, so Ricardo will explain how to use OpenTelemetry in a situation of a package of a tool in Python, of course. I think that will be really interesting. Please. Okay.
Thank you. So, hi everyone, I'm Riccardo Magliocchetti. I work in observability at Elastic, where I maintain OpenTelemetry stuff. And also, I'm a maintainer for the upstream OpenTelemetry Python and Python Contrib projects. In this talk, I want to show you how OpenTelemetry Python implementation works. And so, we'll see how we are able to automatically recognize and install instrumentation libraries with OpenTelemetry Bootstrap. Then we'll discover how OpenTelemetry Instrument is able to leverage the Python site module to enable automatic instrumentation of your applications. We'll then see how entry points are used to discover components in different packages. And later we'll see how instrumentation libraries are able to patch third-party code. And you already had a spoiler some talks ago. But I'll start giving people new to OpenTelemetry and observability a bit more context on this thing. So how many of you already knows OpenTelemetry, at least the word? Okay, many hands. And how many of you are already using OpenTelemetry? Okay, still a bit, cool. Okay, so observability is the ability to understand the internal state of a system by examining its outputs. And this means being able to understand what a software system is doing by looking at the telemetry data it exports. And this telemetry data usually is about the program's execution, internal states, and also about the communication between components. And OpenTelemetry is an open source and vendor neutral observability framework, providing both a specification and a lot of implementation in different languages in order to create and manage this telemetry data. And this data could be traces for tracing execution of software paths, so calls into and from your Python application. Also think of database calls, HTTP calls, RPC calls, stuff like that, but also internal function calls. And then we have metrics to capture some measurement at runtime, for example, the memory usage or the number of requests and the time spent serving them and stuff like that. And then we have logs that can be some structured or unstructured text with a timestamp. And in OpenTelemetry, this three concepts, traces, metrics, and logs, are called signals. There is another signal in development for profiling data. And in practice, with observability, you can do something that looks like this, where you can see a distributed transaction between different services. In the picture, we have three services. The one in red is the main one. And we can see calls and also its communication with the one in blue at the middle of the screen and with the one in red in at the end of the screen. So the idea to see the whole life cycle of requests and inside.